This is Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Affordable housing issues continue to pose a statewide crisis for renters and homeowners across California. In the fall of 2017, wildfires were pushing the crisis into an emergency. I talked with Ben Metcalf, the Director of Housing and Community Development. Governor Jerry Brown was still in office then, and Director Metcalf and I discussed a package of housing bills making its way through the legislature. He put the housing emergency into perspective.
First, let me just say my heart goes out to all the folks who are contending with the housing challenges that they've faced as a consequence of these fires. Mm. What we've seen is that four folks fleeing the fires in Napa and Sonoma elsewhere, they're contending with a very, very tight housing market. The Bay Area is in many ways sort of ground zero of the housing affordability crisis. To give you an example, we estimate that probably over the last 5 years, only about 65,000 new homes have been added at a time when almost 500,000 new jobs have been created. That incredible imbalance of folks trying to come into the Bay Area, folks trying to access new jobs, but simply not enough housing, has caused rents to go up and home prices to soar.
So what role does your department have now? It was a large number of communities, middle-income communities. Where do you play a part in what will happen next?
At my department, the Department of Housing and Community Development, it joins the Housing and Community Development Task Force that's facilitated both by the Federal Disaster Agency, FEMA, and by the California Office of Emergency Services. So we'll be assisting both with immediate issues related to the rebuilding, as well as strategizing on ways to get more funding into these communities to help homeowners and communities rebuild and repair.
Lawmakers' approach and the governor's signing of new laws looked at the state as a whole and where there was either middle ground or a compromised place that could help from north to south. Now we have this swath of Northern California in particular hit by the wildfires. Is there a special and particular need and focus that will have to happen from the Bay Area across to Reno because of what we just experienced?
Just to put this in context, I think we're all digesting this, but the estimates now are perhaps 6,700 homes have been destroyed in the North Bay. In a given year, in the last 5 or 10 years in the Bay Area, we've only built maybe 10 to 15,000 homes. So in a single week, we've sort of taken out half of the Bay Area's annual production of new housing. So that's going to be felt in pretty immediate ways. And we're going to have to get creative. I mean, I think right now the focus is just temporary transitional opportunities to house folks. And luckily, there are resources with vouchers, temporary housing accommodations. But we are going to have to figure out how to facilitate that rebuilding and to do more, right, to actually go in and try and build much more housing than that which we lost.
We're still in the midst of it. I just realized I sounded like I was talking past tense. Crisis or emergency, those words aren't even adequate.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me add to this a point that the Sacramento Bee made in an article. There was a quote from Noreen Evans. She's an environmental attorney who represented part of Santa Rosa in the legislature. And she said, "I worry about a mass exodus. Some people were on the verge of leaving before this. The long-term implications are that we'll become more economically stratified. Young people won't be able to live here. And then we run the risk of becoming old, white, and affluent." And she was talking maybe specifically about her community, but there have been a number of factors pushing people out of California before. Do you think this will be a big push?
It will increase the push that's already going on. And she's absolutely right. The data show that we've been seeing significant net out-migrations of California households over the last several years as a direct consequence of the housing affordability crisis. I think the last year, it was 110,000 California households who out-migrated. And when you think about that, it's very perverse because California is a booming economy. It's a wonderful place to raise a family. By all rights, we should be attracting people to this great state, not having them leave. And when you parse that 110,000, you find that a disproportionate number of those folks are lower income. They are communities of color. They are millennials. They are folks who are just not able to get a toehold. Mm. And yet they should be part of a vibrant and diverse California. I think the California that many of us came here as or were born here thinking that this is what we were going to find. And now we're finding a very stratified state. This compounds a bad problem.
There was an important resource, the statewide housing assessment. How did that factor into all of this? It seems like some of the numbers are even changing or being updated from when that report was first issued.
Yes, we are working on an update to the document that we published on our website, hcd.ca.gov, this past January. But it was the first comprehensive housing report for the state that we have done in almost 15 years. And it laid out in a pretty stark way the magnitude of the housing crisis and its multifaceted implications. And then also put forward a policy framework for a response. Ultimately, it became a very helpful document for guiding the legislative conversations that happened over the last session. It sort of anchored everybody in numbers and facts and offered up a way to think about the problem that allowed us to see that, you know, there is no silver bullet. This has been a problem decades in the making through a whole bunch of different policy decisions at the local and state level. Any response has to be, again, multifaceted and comprehensive and involve answers at the local and state level. And what we were able to do when the governor signed this legislative housing package, thanks to incredible leadership in the legislature, was move the ball forward in a very meaningful way. But by no means is the problem solved. By no means can we sort of check the box and move on. And
in fact, a lot of people will say and have said in this studio, Director, that this is only a very small start. It's only a very minute beginnings to what needs to be done.
I would not characterize as a minute or a small step. I think it's a very, I would call it a meaningful step and a sea change. And I think, the jury is out in terms of the ways in which we shift behaviors at the local level. And the jury is out to some degree in terms of how impactful ultimately these state dollars are in leveraging the full suite of new investments that we hope to see. But I do think that it signals the turn of the tide, if you will, in terms of a willingness by elected officials to start to make hard decisions. I mean, this is unequivocally the most significant housing package the state has seen in decades. And I think it reflects the fact that there is this widespread sense that housing has to be tackled. And it's not just a state issue. I think if you look at our statewide housing assessment, you'll see a lot of our recommendations are at the local level, actions that it will take. Tough city ordinances that will need to get passed or changes in policy that will need to happen at the cities and counties. But I think this gets the ball rolling in the right direction.
There is a pilot program in Los Angeles to build backyard housing for homeless people. And the homeless conversation is an important aspect of this whole issue. What about that pilot program or any others that you see significant potential for?
The LA model is really interesting. It'll be a question as to the scalability of it. They're basically offering homeowners assistance to build an accessory dwelling unit in their backyard if they're willing to take a homeless individual there. I love the creativity. Ultimately, I think that probably much of what will need to happen on homelessness is building on the infrastructure and the best practices that we've already been making headway on, by which I mean really doubling down on investing into permanent supportive housing, so subsidized affordable housing linked to services. And we now have a lot of new funding at the local and state level to do that. Really investing into the data IT systems and tracking mechanisms that our local governments use to actually identify where the homeless are and who they are, by name registries, making sure we're doing things like coordinated entry. And we have resources also through the housing package to really build out that capacity.
Well, you're seeing all of the social issues and concerns it raises very much on display in Sacramento this week as the mayor leads these conversations about where two centers possibly will be placed in the city.
Yeah, and look, this is tough work. I think we've actually been very impressed by the willingness of the voters of California and voters in local jurisdictions to say, hey, we've got to do something about homelessness. But when it comes to siting those same facilities in their own neighborhoods, sometimes people go right back to where they were and say, well, not in my backyard. And so this is a challenging issue. Even if we can get the political will at the city level, we're going to have folks at every level step forward and say, yep, I'm prepared to be a part of a positive change here.
There is this packet of laws that has been passed. And in a broader sense, there is a very vibrant statewide dialogue now on housing. That's not going to be put back in a box. That's out there in the open. How powerful is the awareness and the dialogue at the level that it became this year compared to where we were?
I would say that if you asked just about any sort of housing advocate or housing activist a year ago, if they thought that we would be where we are today, both in terms of the housing crisis continuing, but also specifically in terms of the ability of the state to have taken the action that it did, nobody would have believed believed you. We were able to get something done that I think sort of defied the odds in terms of the magnitude and comprehensive of that state package. And again, I would just say this gets to the fact that I think something is changed a little bit in terms of the political will, the sort of felt pain by legislators in terms of responding to this as a top concern for their constituents.
That said, what will or should the focus be in the next session when housing comes up again? And does it change because of what we're experiencing with the emergency of the wildfires?
It very well may. And there may be things that we need to do to think creatively about Napa and Sonoma and the laws that we've put in place to make sure that those are moving as quickly as possible, that the funding is getting out there as quickly as possible. We have a lot of work, I would say, on just the implementation side to make sure we get it right. Great laws were passed. Now we need to do the work of actually figuring out nuts and bolts, how to administer those great new laws. And again, I also think it's going to come to local jurisdictions to sort of step up and take advantage of these new opportunities at the state level. Folks, you know, cities are going to have to retool their planning departments and rethink their housing programs. They're going to have to start building out capacity and hiring new staff at the local level. And so my hope is that we can work constructively hand in hand with those cities and counties to get them to the place they need to be.
It's interesting listening from my chair to state level officials say we really need the local level folks to step up, and local level folks say we really need the partnership of the state, and everybody's saying the federal government has a role to play here. So at least it verifies for me that everybody's looking to link agencies and resources and be part of the solution.
Yeah. Well, I'll give you a great example. You mentioned homelessness. We last week just kicked off our first statewide interagency coordinating council meeting on homelessness, which brought together local representatives, every state agency that administers homeless funds. That now is a place where we're beginning to really bring together all those threads and think comprehensively about tough problems. I know we're doing that in homelessness. I know we're doing that right now on the disasters. It's got to be an interagency solution.
That was Ben Metcalf, the California Director of Housing and Community Development, talking with me in October of 2017. We have continuing coverage of the housing shortage and of wildfires. You can find it at capradio.org. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagan, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. We had help from Helen Barrington and Antonio Munez. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.